Robert O'Mealy's The Jazz Cadence contends that when it comes to issues of culture, the very idea of nation is a contested space. What makes a national culture cohere as one entity? This thorny problem becomes a whole briar patch in the United States, with its rush and clash of peoples, its hot gumbo mix of voices, values, and ways. Edward Said's assertion that the story told in art is the nation is quite compelling here. What is the United States? It is the American story told in the country's poetry, in its dramas and dances, in the visual arts. And quite significantly for our purposes, it is the story performed in that art form where telling the story is one of the definitive requirements and invocations. Tell the story, baby. Tell the story. The United States is the story told in the eloquent art of jazz. This equation of jazz in America is easy enough to figure. Jazz is freedom music, the play of sounds that prizes individual assertion and group coordination, voices soloing and then, at their best, swinging together. The one and many, a pluribus unum, with a laid-back beat. Jazz is based on both the spirituals and the blues, where the notes of hope are edged by doubt and near despair. I don't know what my mother wants to stay here for, one spiritual says. This world ain't been no friend to her. And the blues, I've been down so long, down don't worry me. Jazz is comedy, American style, comedy darkened by tragic experience in our land. And it is jazz, along with spirituals and blues, that sets the stage for such newer musics as rhythm and blues, rap, and so forth, to which the nation's youth move every Saturday night. For all its supposed abstruseness, jazz is an insistently democratic music, one that aims to sound like citizens in a barbershop or grocery line, talking stuff, trading remarks. That from an essay titled One Nation Under Groove from the Jazz Cadence, edited by Robert O'Mealy. We're invited to consider such comparisons with Wayne Winborn, executive director of the Institute for Jazz Studies at Rutgers University, Newark, known as the world's foremost jazz archive and research facility. He will be here in northeastern Pennsylvania on September 25th to deliver a talk titled Jazz and Democracy in 2017. Does it mean a thing if it ain't got that swing? That's part of the World Affairs Luncheon Seminars to be offered by the Schemmel Forum at the University of Scranton, along with the very popular University for a Day and the weekly courses on a range of topics. Sondra Myers, Senior Fellow for International, Civic, and Cultural Projects at the University of Scranton and Director of the Schemmel Forum there, paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about the offerings for fall 2017 and to introduce us to the Schemmel Forum.
The Schemmel Forum is a continuing education for enrichment program at the University of Scranton. It started from a seed planted by Dr. Harmer Brereton when he asked one of our professors, Rebecca Beal, to do a little course on the Divine Comedy, a little course on a big topic. And I was living in Washington at the time, just coming home on weekends, but I heard how wonderful it was and how wonderful it was for her as well as for the students. And after that, he had asked my husband, Maury Myers, to give a similar style talk on the Federalist Papers. And that also drew a considerable number of people, and there was a seed. That seed was planted, and as I came to the university as a senior fellow, basically with my own work on helping people to understand the importance of the citizen to democracy, I got interested in this too. I continue with that work to this day, but I have taken on the directorship of the Schemmel Forum, and we've grown it into quite an array of programs. And I say sometimes I did it because I want the place that I live in to be the place that I want to live in. So maybe it's a little bit selfish of me, but I think that there are other people who seem to feel like I do about what they want in a community. So that's who we are. And we are attracting people from the whole region. Some are professionals, some are retired people. And we open, though we're not specifically for the students and faculty. Students and faculty are welcome, and they come free, and some of the professors will ask if they can bring 10 people. And I must tell you that this year I had a call from the Scranton High, a teacher there, who wanted to bring about 25 people to hear Jill Doherty. And those 25 kids came. She managed to get a bus from the school district, and it was wonderful because a couple of them asked questions. They were very good, and I hope we can continue in that relationship.
Would you like to start with University for a Day?
Yes, because that's our kind of official start, even though a couple of our courses are starting before that, and it seems always very near Constitution Day. So without formally saying it's about the Constitution, a lot of it is about the Constitution in very different ways. And so we usually have two people, and we always have two people from the university and two from outside the university. So we're starting with a historian, one of our historians, Adam Pratt, who's an American historian, and he is going to talk about Andrew Jackson, the Constitution and the presidency. Now, Andrew Jackson, you know, had mixed reviews as a president. However, our present president is a big fan of his. I understand he even has a little statue of him in his office. And so Adam will look at how he was at the time, what his relationship to the Constitution was, and to the presidency itself, because he was, you know, his own man. And then we have Akhil Amar. He's a professor at the Yale Law School, returning, probably, arguably, one of the finest constitutional scholars in America. And he's coming to us for the third or fourth time, I'm proud to say. And he's going to talk about the Constitution in the headlines. And that's a very current topic. We're talking about the Constitution almost every day.
And we see him actually on television so often.
We do. We're always honored that he chooses to spend, always says yes when I ask him to come here. And, you know, he could be any place, the day or the day before. We're the day before Constitution Day, and here he is in Scranton. And we're so honored to have him. So we have now someone who's quite well known at WVIA, the former president of NPR. His name is Kevin Close, who also I knew when he was the president and worked for him, in fact, when he was the head of Radio Free Europe. Before that, he was the head of the Moscow desk at the Washington Post. And in between, there was something else, and then he became the dean of the journalism school at the University of Maryland. He stepped down from the deanship, but he's still teaching there. And he is ready to go about the First Amendment. The title of his talk is The President Versus the First Amendment. So that's bound to be something interesting and evocative. And now we have, after that, person who's going to be talking about criminal justice. And his name is Michael Jenkins. He's on our faculty, and he has just returned from a Fulbright spent in London for 5 months, stationed at the main police facility in London. And he'll talk about that a little bit, and I'm fascinated with that because, you know, there's a very big difference between their police and ours in that they don't carry firearms. And it makes it a whole different mindset, you know, different personality, probably even the people who choose to be police people. But he'll be talking about mostly about our system and the problems we have with vast incarcerations. So I think that's going to be a very exciting talk, too. So that's University for a Day, and that is on September 16th, Saturday, all day Saturday. We have a little coffee in the morning and a nice lunch and a little reception at the end so that you don't get too exhausted and hungry and thirsty. So I hope that a lot of people will be coming because it's going to be particularly relevant today. So shall we go next to the courses? We have three courses per semester, and those are taught by professors from the University of Scranton. The first one, chronologically, will be Joseph Krauss of the English department, who's going to be talking about Marilyn Robinson and her work. There's a great deal of interest in Marilyn Robinson at the moment, and he will be talking about her trilogy, Gilead, Home, and Lila. And he says she is one of the leading voices in American literature. There's no doubt about that. And so we will expect to have a fairly good crowd for that. And the other one, this is a fascinating subject too, the remaking of Italy in the 20th century by Roy Domenico, who is in Italy every summer religiously, the lucky guy. He's a professor of history. And he's going to do it by dates. He's going to go through, you know, pivotal years in recent Italian history. So he's going to focus on 1919, 1936, 1943, 1948, 1960, and 1994. So he says, starting points to discussion of Italy from Benito Mussolini to Silvio Berlusconi. And I think that that should be very interesting. We also have a third, and that's Classics of German Cinema. German cinema had a very special place in the history of the film, and Jamie Trinka is an expert on this. She's an associate professor of world languages and cultures, and it will be the 100th anniversary of Universum Film, the iconic studio that dominated German film from 1917 to 1945. And it should be interesting. A couple of the films you may have heard about or seen, The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, The Blue Angel, and Metropolis. And that will be on Wednesday nights. Joe Krause's will be on Monday nights, starting August 28th, and Roy Domenico's will be on Thursday nights, starting on September 7th. So then we turn to the World Affairs Luncheon Seminars. And we take world affairs broadly. So the first one this year, we're delving into a very universal but very American art form, and that is jazz. And we have Wayne Winborn, who is the executive director of the Institute for Jazz Studies at Rutgers Newark. And he is going to talk about a brief history of jazz and its connections to and parallels with the socio-political landscape of the 20th century. It's bound to be fascinating, and it's bound to be a very worldly experience to be there, so don't miss it. That's on September 25th. The second one is Maury Myers, who comes up with an interesting subject, mainly once a year, and his focus is on American history. And he's talking now about something that is an old subject, but it's also a very current subject. Secession and nullification. Are they dead or about to erupt? And the answer is yes. They are dead and they are bound to erupt. Because we know about these things with regard to the Civil War, but then today we have Brexit. And in nullification, which means not going by the federal law in certain cases, like the sanctuary cities, for example, they go against the law, the federal law, and yet they're acceptable. And I think, you know, the sale of marijuana is the same thing. States take over and make their own laws, and it goes against the law, but somehow it's in the context of being all right. So that's going to be on October 6th. Then there's a movement, a global movement, that's important It's about universities and their role in their communities. And Ira Herkovy of the University of Pennsylvania is one of the founders of a kind of movement that is encouraging universities to really take responsibility for their communities as anchors. And that anchorship can mean any number of things, the way they really serve their communities beyond the gates of the institution. And that has become international. I personally have been at meetings on the subject in France and in Mexico and in Belfast, most recently in Northern Ireland. You know, there are people there from all over in every continent, and it's a very worthy thing to do, very worthy. And Ira is really, I would say, the founder of that. He's the director of the Netter Center for Community Partnerships at the University of Pennsylvania, and he's a historian. Next, we have a homegrown guy. His name is Michael Fairbanks, and he went to the University of Scranton, where his father taught philosophy. And he then went to the Peace Corps in Kenya and fought against all odds to bring a young man from a village that he worked in who did get his degree at the University of Scranton. And I had met him in Scranton, and I also met him in Nairobi. And Michael has spent a lot of time in economic development and in Africa, and he's the person who insisted that I come to Rwanda with him to talk about citizenship as a parallel to what he was talking about, entrepreneurship. And that began a whole long history now that I have working with Rwanda. I've been there 9 times. And he's kind of moved away from it a little bit, except he has a very close relationship with the president, Paul Kagame. So his talk is on scholarship, service, and integrative thinking, my work in biotechnology, and Africa's economic development. And he is highly regarded in his field or fields, but the economic development part of it is what I know best, and he is very creative in that regard and has worked at the presidential level with many presidents in Africa. But when it came to us doing something together, he said, we've got to do it in Rwanda. It's going to be the flagship country, little and poor as it is. It's been getting very good reviews for its health care. 90% of the people are covered by health care there. Infant mortality rates, practically zero. It's a very interesting place. So that's Michael, November 10th. Next, we have a world affairs expert, Trudy Rubin of the Philadelphia Inquirer, who's also syndicated in the Scranton Times Tribune. And she will be addressing how foreign policy is being made by the Trump administration and its impact on our relationships with the rest of the world. And Trudy is terrific because she is syndicated at the Scranton Times Tribune, among the papers that she is syndicated in. They're going to give special attention to her and probably give her lots of publicity, which is good. And the last of the 6 is Sami Adwan, who's a professor of education at Hebron University in the West Bank, Palestine. He is someone I know very well. He and I had a roundtable discussion in Bethlehem in Palestine about 3 years ago, basically on the role of the university in strengthening democracy and civil society. And it was very interesting. We had academics from a number of institutions there in Palestine. And it was an amazingly wonderful experience. I brought a team of about 5 people, and we had a very interesting and moving experience. Now, we have our collaborative programs, and that just means that we're working with someone else just so that we can bring even more things into this community. And we're doing a documentary film called Citizen Jane, on Jane Jacobs. I saw it in New York. It's a must for us Scrantonians. We really got to see that film, and it's very good. And we can be very proud of a woman who really saved Greenwich Village, for one thing, from Robert Moses, who I guess wanted highways and skyscrapers there. And now it remains, you know, a village. And so, but it's also inspired other cities to think about that kind of thing, making them livable.
Jane Jacobs, author, of course, of the classic Death and Life of Great American Cities, and a Scranton native.
She's had a bigger impact than one could even imagine. You know, it's gotten into people and cities, and you see small cities who are making themselves more livable, and I think ours is one of them. So that should be very interesting. And Current, it just opened a few months ago. The documentary Citizen Jane, we're going to be doing with our Office of Community Relations. And then here's something we're going to be doing with the medical school. And we've been, in general, doing something with the medical school each semester. And this time it's about music and medicine because we are having a doctor. He's a psychiatrist, Richard Kogan, and he's also a Juilliard-trained pianist. And he's going to be looking at Gershwin, but also in between parts of the lecture, he will be performing Gershwin at the piano. And here, it's at WVIA, because there's a nice piano here, and I hope that everyone's going to come to hear him. It's going to be very interesting. Then we're having the historian that looked into the fugitive slave settlement in Waverly near Scranton.
That's Jim Remsen, who retired not too long ago as the religion editor at the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Yeah, he's written a book on it called Embattled Freedom, and he's going to do that. We'll be doing that in cooperation with the Lackawanna Historical Society. I didn't get down to the bus trip. This time it's going to be Art and Horticulture in the Brandywine Valley. And that will be a very pleasant, interesting art trip. We vary it. Sometimes we go to New York and big cities, but we've done the Hudson Valley and we haven't done the Brandywine Valley, and it's a very special place. And in January, when you're getting bored and cold and just looking for something, reason to be somewhere else but home, we're having a marathon. We're going to have a movie marathon doing the complete O.J. Simpson series. And it's a trial run. We'll see how it goes. But it will start at 9:30, and there'll be appropriate meals and drinks through the day. And we'll see how that goes. And if we like it, we may do it again. If we don't like it, we won't. So that's about it. Except Julie Schumacher-Cohen, who's head of community relations, and I host a roundtable discussion in early December. And it may be something like the rule of law, which we've already done, but we may need to revisit that, or something about thinking globally and acting locally. So stay tuned.
Sondra Myers, Senior Fellow for International Civic and Cultural Projects at the University of Scranton and Director of the Schemmel Forum there, speaking with us about the offerings for fall 2017. University for a Day will be held Saturday, September 16th. The first World Affairs Luncheon Seminar will be Monday, September 25th. That's Jazz and Democracy in 2017. The evening classes begin Monday, August 28th with Marilyn Robinson, Recollecting or Recollecting. And if you would like to take the bus trip to the Brandywine Valley on Saturday, October 7th, it's almost full, so you should follow up soon. It's the Schemmel Forum at the University of Scranton, and Schemmel is spelled S-C-H-E-M-E-L, S-C-H-E-M-E-L, and you can find all the information you need on the website for the University of Scranton, scranton.edu, scranton.edu. University for a Day, Saturday, September 16th, the first World Affairs Luncheon Seminar, Monday, September 25th, and the first of the evening classes getting underway Monday, August 28th. For more information on the Schemmel Forum at the University of Scranton, on the web, scranton.edu, scranton.edu.